I'm counting down until we say hello. Every touch is like the strongest drug. I don't know how much longer I can go.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tariffs on most foreign imports goes into effect tomorrow. A federal appeals court today is hearing arguments in a case brought by small businesses who say President Trump doesn't have the legal authority to impose taxes on his own.
The case is being heard by 11 judges on the D.C.-based Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. An attorney for the Justice Department was put through his paces by the judges as they pressed him to defend the president's use of emergency powers to impose the new tariffs. Several questions from the bench focused on the fact that the word tariff isn't even in the law the president's been relying on. No matter how the judges rule, the losing side is expected to appeal to the Supreme Court.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A key inflation gauge showing consumer prices went up last month. Americans paid 0.3% more for most items in June than in May. And the year-over-year jump was 2.6%. That was higher than expected. In Florida, the SpaceX launch set for today for NASA astronauts has been scrubbed due to weather. This is ABC News. There's been at least 30 aftershocks reported in Russia's Far East following that massive earthquake that triggered tsunami warnings on multiple continents, including coastal communities across the U.S. Pacific Ocean. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Los Angeles.
It's hard to overstate just how big the alarm was when you talk about the entire Pacific Rim, not to mention the fact that this is one of the largest earthquakes ever recorded, about 85 miles off the eastern coast of Russia, an area called the Ring of Fire, because of how frequently they have these kinds of seismic events. And in fact, that actually did prompt Russia's largest volcano to erupt as well.
No major damage or loss of life has been reported. Skechers is out with a new line of sneakers for kids featuring a hidden compartment in the sole. It's designed to hold an Apple AirTag so parents can track their kids without worrying about the tracker disappearing. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has concluded efforts to trap the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and the cub involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Wildlife Services, maintained and monitored a series of five traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred in the afternoon of July 12th of 2025. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. After weeks of round-the-clock surveillance on that property and no additional signs of the sow that was involved, the current options are exhausted. That's according to Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say that they have trapped and released two boar, male black bears, two yearling bears, and two sows determined to be unrelated to the incident. And they also collected a dead sow found alongside a roadway about 1.6 miles from the site of the attack. Initial necropsy results are consistent with that of an injury from a vehicle collision, and there is no evidence of it being the same bear that was linked to the attack. Although trapping efforts have ceased, the DNR will continue to monitor the area. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity, and then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage in our context. At least it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us.
MacArthur Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carol Ann Phelps, age 76, of Park Falls, died on Sunday, July 27th at Clark County Rehabilitation and Living Center in Owen. She is survived by her husband, David, of Park Falls, by four children, Dave Phelps of Nina, Lori Beeson of Oshkosh, Eric Phelps of Park Falls, and Bo Phelps, also of Park Falls, further survived by eight grandchildren, by her brother, Jim Bebo of Glidden, by her sister, Diane Pritzel of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at the Glidden Assembly of God Church in Glidden at 11 a.m. on Monday, August 18th, Pastor Brock Brandenburg will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Monday, August 18th from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carol Ann Phelps, age 75, of Park Falls. Judith Ruth Berhans, 77, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, July 30th at the Waterford in Park Falls. She is survived by her three children, Penny Russell of Green Bay, by Wendy Schoen of War Road, Minnesota, and by Brent Berhans of Park Falls. Further survived by four grandchildren, by her brother, Larry Kundinger of Park Falls, Dave Wagner's children and family, and many nieces and nephews. A memorial mass will be held at St. Anthony's on Saturday, August 9th at 11 a.m., Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation will be held at the church at St. Anthony's in Park Falls on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Ruth Berhans, 77, of Park Falls. Douglas Scott Aubuchon, 64, of Park Falls, died peacefully with his wife by his side on July 2nd. Doug is survived by his loving wife, Debbie, of Park Falls, by his son, Garrett Aubuchon, of West Bend, and his soon-to-arrive first grandchild. He is also survived by his stepdaughter, Melissa Urban, of Heartland, and step-grandchildren. Further survived by his mother-in-law, Diana Schur, of Park Falls, and his sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and many cousins, relatives, and friends. Private services will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Douglas Scott Aubuchon, age 64, of Park Falls. Jens Richard Danielson, lovingly known as Dick, passed away on July 24th at Marshfield Medical Center in Weston. He is survived by his children, Jens Danielson of Canby, Oregon, Troy Danielson of Park Falls, and Bethany Kornacki of Mount Horeb. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his siblings, Donald Danielson and Valerie Hoag, both of Park Falls. Graveside service held Saturday, October 18th at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls at 11 a.m. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post 182 will follow. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jens Richard Danielson. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs.
A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers.
A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
And NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, then we slide to the low 50s overnight. Fortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. We'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 68. 98
I was raced off Route Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that road. first beer. It's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I went out into the world and I came. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
That's Brooks and Dunn, 98Q Country. Mike McKay along with you. And this guy just celebrated birthday number 67 yesterday. Here's Neil McCoy.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural
Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shape.
I'm the kind to take the keys, don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Country. Mike McKay along with you coming up in, give me like 6 or 7 minutes. If you're going to be doing maybe a little last summer trip out west or down south, maybe a little road trip, there's something you need to be aware of and watch out for. All right, I'll tell you in just a few minutes.
Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98 Q Country.
If there ever was a time for a perfect
been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together. Surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it.
Q Country. All right, keep this in mind if you're going to be heading out west or maybe down south and doing some camping or, you know, maybe a little family getaway in August and you're going to be doing some, you know, some hiking and things like that. It's tarantula mating season. That's right. Thousands and thousands of young male spiders crawling out of their burrows in search of love and female companionship. So watch out for them. Experts say they are not as dangerous as people think they are, but you're still going to want to watch out. Look, I don't know about you. Dangerous or not, I don't care what anybody tells me. I don't want to mess with a tarantula, and I certainly don't want one ending up, in my boots or, in my sleeping bag. Let's just put it that way.
98 Q Country.
Cancel your plans and hide your diet. It's Flamborama Weekend in Park Falls, August 1st through the 3rd. Live music, carnival rides, kids' games, the Northwood's fastest car show, and enough fun to rattle your muffler. Jay's Automotive keeps your ride running right. Tires, brakes, engine, towing, you name it, Jake and his AAC certified crew can fix it. So get here, eat something fried, and enjoy the giant Sunday parade featuring Marty's Golden Air's marching band. Flamborama, don't miss it.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
This weekend, celebrate the summer at the 72nd Annual Flamborama in Park Falls. 3 days of nonstop action, August 1st through the 3rd. The filling station on Highway 13 and Butternut is fueling the fun with station lattes, iced coffee, specialty sandwiches, and ice cream favorites. Summer hours Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 5, Friday and Saturday till 6, Sundays till 3. In a hurry, text your order ahead for pickup. Don't miss carnival rides, kids' games, arts and crafts, the Northwoods Fastest Car Show, and live music all weekend long.
Gear up, folks, for the Flamborama celebration in Park Falls, one of the longest running community celebrations in the state, running August 1st through the 3rd. You won't want to miss this year's entertainment. Starting Friday at 5 p.m. at Small Town Famous, right there under the main tent. Then at 8 Friday night, it's Chris Cruzy and his band. Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., that 90s band takes the stage. And then Moniker wraps up the evening Saturday night. Sunday, right after the parade, it's your all-time favorites at 2 p.m. with Robbie V. From the carnival rides to the craft fair to the frog jumping, the softball tournament, the chalk drawing, and much, much more. Flamborama is a guarantee to be your family fun event. For more information and list of events, it's easy. Go to parkfalls.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Heading down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way. Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for rally I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. Thank you.
string band. My baby plays the guitar. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. To the south out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. Yeah.
and how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yeah.
Q Country, of course, over the noon hour, we got y'all caught up with what's going on and, you know, news, sports, weather, all that kind of stuff. Don't forget, too, on our website, you can always get caught up with our daily news roundup. Go to 98QCountry.com. You'll see it on the right side up towards the top of the page. Can't miss it. Another great way to stay in touch and know what's happening. Here's Dylan Scott now.
I need a new truck. There ain't nothing wrong with mine. It's got 40-some thousand miles and the engine runs just fine. No, it ain't tore up. Ain't got a scratch, ain't got a dent. The radio works, it don't show dirt. Worth every dime I spent. I was gonna drive it till the wheels fell off. Yeah, that was before she slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hood that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with her memory over in that seat. If I find one more hair tie that slipped off her wrist, one more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hood that we ain't laid on, until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. No, I didn't wreck it, but it might as well be. Sitting on blocks of some old shop the way that girl wrecked me. Ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need a new truck. Yeah, I need a new truck.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. She got it all. listed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Now, you should be getting your day started every day with Joel Karnick. Joel gets you up and at it weekday morning, 6 to 10. He gets you on your way. He does news and sports. He does weather. Shares some interesting local stuff with you. Also, gets some great country music to get you out the door and on your way. And don't forget, too, if you know somebody that's celebrating, you know, say maybe a birthday or an anniversary, and you'd like Joel to pass it along, open up that Civic Media app, go to 98Q Country, drop him a text, and let him know, and he'll let everybody else know. Those texts are brought to you by Wheelway Autos in Fifield.
It's Friday after 5. I got here just in time. Went ahead and with a line before I went and lost my mind. And I ain't been here long, but the bobber's in the pond going up, down, up, down, up, down. Tonight we're gonna raise a whole lot more than cane, cause there's money in the bank, and tomorrow's Saturday, so if they pass that fifth jack this way, I turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE, still rolling around with a bar CD, free bird, 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got, turn this parking lot into a party with a nice jazz dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down, here.
What you know about it, T-Hub?
What up, baby?
Yeah, the girls, they hit the spot, even hotter when it's hot. If you came by her a yacht, but still proud of what you got, cause when the day is done, redneck is from the sun, going up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE, still rolling around with a burn CD, free bird, 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got, we don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with a nice jazz dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down. Somebody pass that fifth to camp this way. I'll turn it up, down, up, down, up, down. We're just holding it down here in BFE, still rolling around with a burn CD, free bird, 5 minutes deep, head bobbing up, down, up, down, up, down. We got what we got, we don't need the rest. Can turn this parking lot into a party with jazz dance, some cold beer, man. We live it up, down, up, down. We live it up, down. Yeah.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after a massive earthquake struck Russia's east coast and triggered tsunami alerts for the U.S. west coast, residents in Southern California today rattled with a 4.4 magnitude earthquake. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
It was felt widely over areas of Southern California, centered east of L.A. Some close to the epicenter described it as a jolt. Others not so close said it was more like a rolling sensation. There are no reports of any damage or injuries. There have been several smaller aftershocks as well.
The White House announcing the U.S. and Mexico continue trade talks, but will extend the current deal for another 90 days. Many other countries are facing tariffs on its imports starting tomorrow. A SpaceX launch for NASA astronauts has been scrubbed for today, all due to weather. And in Florida, the Pinellas County Medical Examiner's Office released the results of the autopsy report for Hulk Hogan. The report shows he died last week from a heart attack. A cremation approval report also revealed Hogan battled leukemia. This is ABC News.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 60.